Yes, the event is live. You can start.
Okay. So thank you, everyone, and good afternoon to all of you. I welcome the members, the directors, auditors of the company, and the other dignitaries present to the 27th AGM of Welspun Enterprise Limited, being held through this video conference today. I would like to start by wishing safety and health for you and your family and the friends. Members may please note that this meeting is being recorded, and the recording and the transcript of the meeting shall be uploaded on the website of the company as soon as possible. I now advise Company Secretary to confirm that requisite quorum is present for the today's meeting.
Yes, sir, we have the requisite quorum present for the meeting.
Thank you, Priya. As the requisite quorum is present, I declare that meeting is in order. Dear member, I'm glad to introduce to you my fellow directors on the board who are present on this meeting today. Firstly, Mr. Mohan Tandon, the lead independent director and the chairman of the audit committee and nomination and remuneration committee. Dr. Anoop Kumar Mittal as an independent director. Dr. Aruna Sharma, an independent director and the chairperson of the share transfer, investor grievance and stakeholders, relationship committee and the ESG and CSR committee. Dipali Goenka as non-executive director. Mr. Raghav Chandra, independent director and the chairman of the risk management and the project monitoring committee. Rajesh Mandaiwala, a non-executive director, and Sandeep Garg, the managing director and the CEO of the company. Dear members, we also have Akhil Jindal, interim CFO and the head group finance and strategy of the Welspun Group, and Priya, company secretary and compliance officer of the company, present in this meeting today. Further, we have a representative of the auditors of the company also present today in this meeting. So I would like to thank every one of you for attending this meeting. Dear members, in view of the continuing COVID-19 pandemic, the regulator have permitted holding of this general meeting via video conferencing or other audio-visual mode without the physical attendance of the members at the general meeting. General meeting venue, and therefore I am thankful to the regulator for this relaxation. Also, you must be aware the facility to appoint proxy is not available for this meeting. Please also note the registrar of directors, shareholdings and other statutory registrars are open for inspection of the members. You can contact the company secretary if you wish to inspect any register of the company. As the notice of conveying this 27th annual general meeting and the auditor's report along with the audited financial statement for the year ended March 31st, 2021 have been circulated to the members and are available on the website of the company and the various stock exchanges. I take the notice and the auditor report as read. Friends, I now proceed to say a few words on the business performances and then to transact the business as per the agenda given in the notice. Dear shareholders, directors and the colleagues, it gives me a great pleasure to welcome you to your company's 27th annual general meeting. I am glad to get the opportunity to connect with you all once again on this virtual platform and hope that you and your family and your colleagues are well and are taking the necessary safety measures. For us as individuals, our families and friends, as well as the corporations and the government around the world, we have seen the last year has been an exceptional year. And I'm proud of how we have responded to the obstacles and delivered on our priorities throughout this unique or unprecedented period of COVID-19 pandemic. Despite these challenges, which impacted our revenues, I'm happy to report that we could achieve an EBITDA margin of 13.7% and a net profit of rupees 108 crores during the year. Your company has a net worth of 1819 crores and a cash balance of rupees 375 crore as on 31st March 2021. Financial year 2020-21 saw unprecedented disruption caused by COVID-19, led restrictions and farmer agitation over and above in and around Delhi NCR has created a further issues or challenges in executing various projects. In the first half of the year, the impact of the pandemic and the consequent lockdown was felt very strongly. Post opening of the economy, we can see the rebound has been steady. Particularly for the infrastructure project, there has been slowdown, but we are now seeing the rebound. As on 31st March 2021, we have invested around rupees 1030 crore in our various HAM projects portfolio, rupees 444 crore in a road BOOT project, and rupees 93 crore in water project, and 320 crore in oil and gas sector, and rupees 54 crore in various other assets. Thus, the total investment in these projects amounted to rupees 1940 crore during the year. Despite the COVID-19 restriction, we have achieved considerable progress on our various projects. Two of our HAM projects, CGRG and GSY, have achieved PCOD and also have received their first annuity. We have successfully refinanced this project during the year at a very attractive rate of 7.75% per year, per annum. Execution in two other HAM projects, Amravati and Chikli Tarsot, is progressing well and had achieved 83% and 79% completion respectively as on March 31st, 2021. The provisional commercial operational date is likely to be achieved soon for Chikli Tarsot project. We have also started the execution of SNRP, the project in Tamil Nadu HAM project, during the year. Our execution on Antasamariya HAM project in Bihar was affected by lockdown imposed in the region due to COVID-19, as well as issue of land availability and resolution around change of scope, which has hampered the project badly. Last year, we have also acquired Mukarba Chok Panipat BOOT toll project through the harmonious substitution route, and we have achieved 71% completion by March 31st, 2021. During the year, we have reached an agreement with the Soma Indus Varanasi-Aurangabad Tollway Private Limited, an SPV, for the sixth laning of Varanasi-Aurangabad NH2 project. The project length is around 136 kilometers with a contract value of rupees 2,366 crore in totality. On the waterfront, the water sector as a business area, we have been very positive, and I am happy to state that your company secured its first major order in this sector, being selected to implement a rural water supply project in three divisions in Uttar Pradesh, in the state of Uttar Pradesh. Your company, in joint venture with Kaveri Infra Projects Limited, is empaneled by the US by UP State Water and Sanitation Mission, Namami Gange, and Rural Water Supplement Department to execute Rural Water Supply Scheme. The estimated aggregate contract value is around rupees 2,500 crore, and we are progressing well on this project as well. I am happy to share that our executable order stands at a robust figure of around 8,437 crore. So the total order book position of the company as on is 8,400 crore plus, which is the highest for your company since its inception. This gives me a lot of confidence in the future performance of our company. The company has one of the best credit rating in the Indian infrastructure sector, with its long-term credit rating at AA and short-term rating at A1+. This, combined with Welspun Group's strong relationship with banks, provide Welspun Enterprise the capability to arrange debt at a reasonable rates and undertake financial closure of all our future PPP projects. I am happy to share with you that Adani Welspun Exploration Limited, a joint venture between Adani Group and Welspun Enterprise, has recently completed a successful offshore drilling campaign of 2 wells in the Mumbai offshore basin at the peak of this pandemic. In the NELP 7 block, the total initially in place gas reserves, the GIAP, is estimated at 564 BCF, billion cubic feet, and the discovered small field DSF block, the GIAP, is estimated at 88 BCF. Thus, the total reserve are to the tune of 650 BCF, which is a very good sign. And data analysis and studies are underway to assess the full potential of the information gathered from drilling of these 2 wells, which may further improve the reserves, the GIAP estimates. If you see the looking forward, how the business looks like, infrastructure development is the backbone to like any economic and social prosperity. The infrastructure sector has been a focus of the government during this pandemic, and it has been taking forward the implementation of National Infrastructure Pipeline, NIP, which envisages implementation of rupees 111 trillion of infrastructure project up to 24-25. Also, the central government has increased budgetary allocation and planned capital outlay for the state and autonomous bodies for their capex, which will help to increase the pace of infrastructure investment during the coming years. For year 2021-22, NHAI has lined up opportunities worth rupees 50,000 crores for the highway construction sector, of which project worth rupees 30,000 crores are expected to be on BOT model, and rest will be on hybrid annuity model. With the government focus targeted around improving the water infrastructure and providing clean drinking water to all households, we remain excited about future opportunities in water sector as well. The government has announced the Jal Jeevan Mission to provide potable water to every rural household by 2024. Rupees 12.6 trillion capital expenditure to be spent in the building water infrastructure in this 5 years from 2020 to 2025. We will be keenly interested in tapping this market potential as well. We are actively focusing on Jal Shakti Ministry, Har Ghar Nal Se Jal, Har Ghar Nal Se Jal scheme on the water segment, which is expected to result in a potential opportunity of more than rupees 6 trillion over the next 4 years. In addition, we shall focus our efforts on sewage treatment and water treatment plants, where we see a huge opportunity. At Welspun Enterprises, we shall selectively bid for projects while preserving its threshold return expectation. The company will continue to pursue an asset-light model while focusing on operational excellence and prudent risk management. We plan to complete 3 under-construction projects during this year. With 5 completed HAM projects, we will be looking at unlocking value from the overall bouquet. I also take this opportunity expressing my sincere gratitude to our employees and our shareholders, bankers, customers, board of directors for supporting us throughout this journey. And I believe in our capabilities and look forward to sharing more good news about our achievements with you as we move forward in coming years. These are the challenging time, not only challenging but uncertain times, but we feel confident that we can get through this together as a company and community. Thanks to the exceptional team, which has worked very hard during all this difficult time, and I believe We have built an institution focused on operational excellence, capable of withstanding challenges and creating long-term sustainable value for all our stakeholders. Thank you very much with these words, and stay safe, stay happy. Wish you all the very best. Can I request Company Secretary to explain all the resolution to the members?
Thank you, sir. Dear members, you must be aware we had provided remote e-voting facility from 9 a.m. on August 28, 2021 to 5 p.m. on August 30, 2021. Still, if any of you have not participated in the remote e-voting, will get an opportunity to cast vote. Such members are requested to visit the website of CDSL and go to voting page to cast their vote while the meeting continues. The electronic voting facility shall close after 15 minutes from the conclusion of this meeting. Since the meeting is held through video conferencing, there will be no proposing and seconding of the resolutions by the members. The company has appointed Mr. Mihen Halani, proprietor of Messrs. Mihen Halani & Associates, practicing company secretaries, as a scrutinizer to scrutinize the electronic voting and the remote e-voting process. Dear members, there are 8 resolutions proposed for approval of the members at this annual general meeting. Resolution number 1, as an ordinary resolution for adoption of the financial statements for the financial year ended March 31, 2021, and the report of the directors and the auditors thereon. There are no qualifications in the report of the statutory auditor as well as in the secretarial audit report issued by the secretarial auditors. Resolution number 2, as an ordinary resolution for declaration of dividend at the rate of 15%, that is ₹1.50 per equity share. Resolution number 3, as an ordinary resolution for reappointment of Mr. Sandeep Garg, who retires by rotation and being eligible offers himself for reappointment. Brief resume of Mr. Garg is given in the notice of the meeting. Mr. Garg, being the appointee here, is deemed to be concerned and interested in this resolution. Resolution number 4, as an ordinary resolution for revision in remuneration of Messrs. MGB and Company LLP, Chartered Accountants, as statutory auditors of the company. Resolution number 5, as an ordinary resolution for appointment of Dr. Anup Kumar Mittal as an independent director of the company. Brief resume of Dr. Mittal is given in the notice of the meeting. Dr. Mittal, being the appointee here, is deemed to be concerned and interested in this resolution. Resolution number 6, as an ordinary resolution for appointment of Ms. Dipali Goenka as non-executive, non-independent director of the company. Brief resume of Ms. Goenka is given in the notice of the meeting. Ms. Goenka, being the appointee, and her spouse, Mr. B.K. Goenka, being a shareholder, are deemed to be concerned and interested in this resolution. Resolution number 7, as an ordinary resolution for ratification of fees of ₹2.5 lakhs per annum payable to Messrs. Kiran J. Mehta, cost accountants, for their appointment as the cost auditors of the company for the financial year 2021-22. Resolution number 8, as a special resolution for amending articles of association to remove clauses pertaining to common seal. Except as mentioned in the notice, none of the directors or key managerial personnel of the company or their relatives may be deemed to be concerned or interested financially or otherwise in the resolutions mentioned in the notice. Dear Chairman, sir, over to you.
Thank you, Priya. Now that the resolutions and the procedure for voting has been explained, I request the member to proceed to cast their votes. In the meanwhile, we should answer the queries received from various members. I now request Sandeep Garg, MD of the company, to answer the question received from the shareholders.
Sir, I would read out the questions so far received from the members. The first question: our revenues and profitability have declined considerably this year. Some of this may be attributable to COVID-19. However, it is still disheartening. What steps have we taken to reach to previous high and cross that?
Yes, sir. Thank you. As you would notice, we have performed better in COVID-2 pace than in COVID-1. And you have arranged for the vaccination camp at most of our sites to ensure 100% vaccination of our staff at HO and sites. These should ensure the continuity of the project without much hassles going forward. I would also want to draw your attention that despite challenges, we have been able to achieve the EBITDA of 13.7%. Q1 FY2022 results versus QY F1 2021 results, the recovery is evident with an increase of PAT of about 53.2%. Also, with a very healthy order book, we are reasonably confident that we shall surpass our previous high of the revenue.
Thank you. The next question is about, the next question is about the decline in the other income by approximately 45%. Any particular reason for the same?
Yes, there is a decline in the other income. But as the chairman addressed, the total investment of the company stands at 1,940 crores. Thus, the funds that were logged in treasury earlier have been now deployed in business, which means that the company is effectively utilizing the shareholders' fund into growing the business. So that is the reason that other income is slightly less.
Next question is about what is the status of Mukarba Chowk Panipat BOT toll project as it is affected by COVID and farmers' agitation?
It is true that that particular section is impacted by both COVID and farmer. I'm happy to share with you that we have already applied for PCOD for this particular project, and we expect the PCOD to be awarded soon to us.
Next question relates to the Varanasi Aurangabad project. We are going to start work on Varanasi Aurangabad NH2 project, which is a large project. How are we going to fund this project cost?
So this large project, Varanasi-Aurangabad NH2 project, is a EPC project, first of all. This also has a 15% mobilization advance, which has to be received from client. So there'll be no requirement of equity or funding the project to execute. However, there'll be certain working capital requirement, which we shall be arranging as and when the need is there.
Antasimaya project has completed just 26%. Why is it moving slow?
I think the chairman addressed in his address to the shareholders, this project has been slightly behind schedule. Primarily because of three reasons. One is that it has seen two seasons. It is a project on water. So two seasons have gone by because of the COVID, where we lost a lot of work. And the COVID, as you recall, was imposed in March, February, March period, which meant that the clear season was lost. And practically 2 years, there has been a lot less work on the bridge. Also, the project, there were land issues, which NHAI is addressing. And there are certain change of scope issues that we expect to be addressed. Good news is that the High Court of Bihar is reviewing this project. And we expect, with the support of the local administration and NHAI, all these issues will be shortly resolved.
The next question is regarding the UP SWSM project. When do you think you will be able to accrue revenue from this project?
So the project is just taken off. So we are reasonably confident the revenue will start accruing in the current year, that is FY or the year 2021-22 from this project.
The next question is about revenue and profitability guidance for FY22, order inflow guidance as well.
So, as we address this, these are kind of uncertain times. However, so order guidance is something that I would want to avoid from. However, the current order book is in the ranges of about 8,000 crores plus 8,400 crores or 8,100 crores as at this point in time. So which gives us a clear visibility for about 3 years. And if we were to take a pro rata liquidation of this order book itself, that should give the idea as to what kind of revenues can be expected. However, given the uncertainty and the COVID situation, I would refrain from giving guidance on the revenue.
What is the company's plan for asset monetization?
So, as Chairman addressed, that we have now three operational projects where we have achieved COD or PCOD. We are expecting another two projects of HAM to achieve the PCOD in shortly. That will give us a bouquet of five projects, which we can offer to the market. It will be substantial for any sizable player to look at. In addition, we also expect one of the BOOT projects to achieve the PCOD. So I believe this will be the right time once these five HAM projects is ready to approach the market. However, I would also want to add that most of the buyers look for the receipt of first annuity before this considers the acquisition. So that will be the closure of the project. The transaction will be post the receipt of first annuity is what my anticipation is.
What is the strategy for building new order book and what kind of projects we would be bidding for? Do we still prefer HAM or EPC is also acceptable?
So we are also selectively bidding EPC. As you see, we have one EPC project is Varanasi Aurangabad. We also selectively bid the tolling projects or BOOT projects. We try and maintain the return expectations irrespective of the model that we use. Our drive is that the projects that we win are value accretive in the business line that we are in. On the water segment, we are very bullish about the Hargar Jal, Nal Se Jal scheme, which is drinking water provision to everyone by 2024. And being a large opportunity of about 6 lakh crores, I believe that this EPC space will give us an order book going forward. The company is also looking at the adjacencies to diversify its offering, like in railway. We will also continue to look for inorganic growth through a measured risk return parameters to valuation.
Next question is about any plans of capital raising at Welspun Enterprises level and the liquidity situation.
So currently there are no plans at WEL level to raise any capital. The company is adequately liquid for its current commitments. We expect part portfolio of HAM to be liquidated this year, which will give us enhanced liquidity for future growth.
The interest cost has come down in last 2-3 years. Do you see any further reduction, it would be difficult?
considering the current present inflation trend, my personal view, it's definitely a difficult question to answer. But my personal view are that the central bank may find it difficult to reduce the interest any further.
Next question is, how is competitive scenario in HAM, BOT, EPC projects with NHAI or states?
So it's in HAM, the competition intensity has definitely increased, which is evident from the number of average bidders per project. And the pricing is also aggressive for the winning bidders. However, we will continue to focus on projects which can give us our threshold returns, which we believe there will be enough in the bouquet.
There was some shortfall in toll collections due to COVID. Due to this, do you see any delay in NHAI milestone payments?
So we are experiencing no delay in our payments from NHAI as of now. And I don't foresee this to be a major concern going forward as well, because NHAI is reasonably well liquid. And the capital support from the government is much higher than the earlier years.
So these were the questions received till now. If any member has any question or needs any clarification on the performance, he or she can write to the company secretary.
Thank you.
Now, sir, I would hand over the call to the chairman.
Yeah, thank you, Sandeep and Priya. Now, I now authorize the company secretary to conduct the voting procedures. Results of the voting will be announced on or before September 1st, 2021. And the same will be communicated to the stock exchanges and will be available on the website of the companies and the depositories. With that, I would like to once again thank the members and my colleagues on the board and other dignitaries and conclude this 27th annual general meeting of the company. Thank you very much for joining this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of all the attendees, thanks to the chair. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.